Hey, 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 closet busters and closet dwellers. Well, actually, what I mean to say is closet dwellers who want to become closet busters. But no matter what, welcome to another episode of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. It's part of our Coming Out Lounge programming. It's those days when I get to talk about just anything, stuff that people have sent me, things that are going on in the world. But mostly it's always centered around how do we uncloset ourselves? How do we bring ourselves out into the truest essence of who we are? And as everyone probably knows who's listening to this, today is Inauguration Day here in the United States. And actually, it's Inauguration Day across the globe because all the world is kind of watching the U.S. right now. Based on the person that is going into office, I think we have many, many millions and millions and millions of eyes upon us wondering what's going to happen in the United States of America. Now, obviously, you can tell by the tone that I'm not a fan of our new president, and I'm not going to sit here and rant about that because I don't think that's productive. But what I do want to talk about today is how he got here. Because the reason he got here, in my opinion, is because some things got uncloseted. Some values, some beliefs, some feelings, some people who felt they weren't being heard. They finally stepped out of their closets and they got heard. And anytime we step out of our closets and finally make that move, give ourselves that permission, take that brave stand to be who we are, we start to get heard. Even if we're heard in a way that may not be the most productive, we do get heard. And so today I want to walk you through kind of 8 steps of how you can uncloset yourself, how you can be truly in your power, especially as we start into these next 4 years. For some of us, as a gay man, and those of you who are listening who may be gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, or thinking about coming out of the closet, this could be some very scary times based on things that we kind of think we know about, you know, what might happen for LGBTQ people and the people who are being put into his cabinet who have not been completely LGBT friendly and supportive. But I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about our brothers and sisters of, you know, African American descent, our Hispanic brothers and sisters, our Muslim brothers and sisters, women in our society. I want to make sure that anyone who is potentially going to be marginalized in some way simply because of who they are, that we find some steps and I give you some tips for starting to get through how you uncloset yourself to be your most powerful self in these kind of times. I'm going to take you through the steps that actually happen when I walk someone through coming out of the closet, but I want you to overlay them onto this conversation of how you might take a stand to become more of an advocate in the next 4 years, or how you might stand up for other people's rights, or how you might just stand up for your own rights, or how this might be the perfect opportunity for you to take that big, bold move and come out of the closet, whatever that closet is, whether it's coming out in your sexuality. Maybe it's, I'm done. I don't want to be in the corporate world anymore. You're going to take that stand. Maybe you're going to go work for a company that it isn't all about money. Maybe you're going to start your own. Or it could be you're going to take that stand and actually stay in love with the person that you really love, even if everybody else is totally against you. Whatever the reasons that you're going to come out of the closet, I want you to think about doing it by utilizing these 8 steps. So here we go. First of all, you got to admit that you're in your closet. And you got to define what that closet looks like. Be really clear. Know what it is. And finally admit to yourself, yes, I am standing in that closet. The second step is to really start to look at what do I fear? That's step number 2. What are those fears for you? They can be anything. It could be rejection. It could be anger. It could be failure. It could be the uncertainty and the, you know, not being sure about what's to come. Those are normal things, but you got to get clear about what these fears are and start looking at them, which then leads us to step number 3, which is appropriately named, stop blowing yourself. No matter what it is that you're doing, there's some form of blowing yourself. And I know that's like a sexual connotation thing, but I've never been one to hold back. You're blowing yourself with ideas and beliefs and untruths about what your fears are. A fear has no power once that fear is confronted. The fear only has power as long as we give it power. Okay, did you hear that? A fear has no power as long as we don't give it power. So in that third step of stop blowing yourself, I want you to look at what are some beliefs, what are the truths that you're trying to make really, really true for you that aren't true at all. This is where you're jerking yourself off. And again, I'm sorry for the sexual connotation, but it's the best way I know to make a point, is to bring these real life pictures to alive so you can understand where we're going with this. The fourth step is I want you to start to sort out beliefs and truths and look at how, if they're not completely aligned with what you truly know in your soul, then how can you turn them around and make them empowering? So we're going to be doing some sorting and sifting of beliefs and values and thoughts that we're having. We're going to look at these fears. We're going to know without a shadow of a doubt what our closet is. But we're going to start to sort and sift and start to find the empowering ways to look at things rather than at the disempowering ways. The fifth thing I'm going to encourage you to do is start to have powerful conversations with an inner circle who can support you. Every time I work with someone coming out of the closet, I encourage them to find those people. Find those people who are truly going to support them as they come through the closet doors. Same applies here. In the next 4 years, if you want to take a stand on issues, if you want to fight for human rights, if you want to fight for women's rights, for unborn children, you know, all these different things that are going to be coming up over and over and over again as we try to sort and sift what is happening in our country and across the globe, you will need to be able to have powerful conversations with an inner circle that can support you. Number six is be transparent. Now, why do I say that? Because here's the thing. You've been hiding. I was hiding for 13 years, more than that. I actually hid in my marriage for 13 years, but before that, I was even hiding about my sexuality. After that, I was hiding about not wanting to be in corporate America. After that, I was hiding about doing the kind of work that I didn't want to do. I loved being a marketing branding guy, but it really, really, really was not who I was. So what I had to come to was I wanted to be a guy that got the opportunity to help others, to guide others, to be a mentor, to watch people thrive. That's what I wanted to do. And I know beyond any shadow of a doubt, that's what I've been put on this planet to do. So you have to become really transparent and humble about why you're doing what you're doing, why you're coming out of that closet, why you're taking a stand for your beliefs. Be transparent, because if you are hiding anything, you will still feel uncomfortable, you will probably fail, and you won't accomplish what you set out to do. Number seven is I want you to embrace rejection. This is so important, and some of you are probably scratching your head going, what? Sorry if that was really loud on the microphone, but yes, what? You have to embrace rejection. If you don't learn how to be rejected, if you don't learn how to stand on the corner at a peace rally and have people holler things at you, if you don't have the ways and the means to embrace rejection when somebody says, I don't believe the same way you do, if you don't have that soul-centered space of being yourself and knowing you can pick yourself up each and every day when somebody says, if you're gay, you can't be my friend. If you don't have the means to do that and you can't embrace the rejection, you will find yourself spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. So learn how to embrace rejection. And the final piece of all of this, which actually is kind of the beginning, it becomes a full circle of stuff. But the final piece of this are four very, very powerful words. If you've listened to the podcast, you've heard me talk about these in numerous ways. But the first thing you got to do, in my opinion, okay, this is in my opinion, the first thing you got to do is number one, be curious. Be curious about what's possible. Number two is to be confident. Go out there, be curious, but as you get curious, take that knowledge in and realize it's feeding your confidence. Number three is be courageous. You can be committed, but you got to be courageous to go out there and say, I'm doing this. And number four is be committed. Be committed to whatever you decide you're going to stand for. I personally stand for equal rights for everyone. I personally stand for everyone being able to be exactly who they are. even if those people are being exactly who they are, that have completely different opinions than mine, I want them to be able to do that with the caveat that as long as they do that, it doesn't infringe on somebody else's human rights to be exactly who they are. So that's it. On this inauguration day, I invite you to truly, truly take in these 8 steps. We'll run through them again real quick. Admit you're in a closet is number 1. Number 2, really analyze what do you fear. Number 3 is take those fears and start analyzing them by asking yourself, how do I stop? How do I stop blowing myself? Number 4 is take anything that you're starting to discover, the truths, the false things, whatever it is, and figure out what it is you have to do to sort through all that and empower yourself. Number 5 is start having powerful conversations with people that are in your inner circle who can support you, who can help move you forward, and who have like mind. But also, I'm going to put a little caveat in there. Don't be afraid to have powerful conversations with people who don't have like mind. You will be surprised what you start to learn. Number 6 is be humble and transparent. The more you learn how to be transparent about what you stand for and what you believe in, and you're humble in it, not being cocky about it, being really humble about the way you do it, the more you'll be able to move mountains. Number 7 is embrace the rejection. We've talked a lot about that and why that's so important. And the final step is the 4 C's. The 4 C's being curious, being courageous, being confident, and being committed. And that's it. Those are the 8 steps that I wanted to share with you today. As we move into a new era of the world, the planet, of the United States, I want everybody to feel like they can live their life uncloseted. And only time will tell. Thanks for being here with me today. Have a beautiful day and stay strong.
And never stop escaping your bullshit, exploring your fears, and elevating your fucking self-expression. I'm Rick Clemons, that coming out guy, and this has been another episode of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants, brought to you by the Coming Out Lounge. Have a great week, everyone, and take care.